to what was tied. What was tied? Love or die. Home was fights. What was tied?
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, before those announcements, you heard three tracks from Kimball. We heard Weave Teeth, North Wilson, and we started off with the track Guns. They're going to be playing with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys, who are going to be live very shortly. We're running a couple minutes behind, but we are definitely on track. And we're going to play a couple more songs for you. In the meantime, Ancient Language has a show Saturday, a 7-inch release party. So I figured I'd play at least a track or two from them. This is from their release, Hygge, H-Y-G-G-E. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, this is a track to start things off. And okay, it's cool. Called At Last We Are Nothing.
It's not a game for you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. It is time once again for a live performance. In the studio, we have Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, we can.
It sounds like we're good to go. Let's get started.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. All right, thanks for coming down.
Of course, thanks for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right, if you don't mind, if you can do this, if you want to go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Mark. I am Mark Whalen. I play guitar and I sing.
My name is Malcolm Mosley. I play keyboard and backup vocals.
My name is Max Bourgeois, and I hold down the low end.
Colin Takata, I play lead guitar.
Ben the Barbarian, I hold down the drums over here.
And we are Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys.
Yep.
All right. Maybe we'll go over that again before we get out of here, but that's cool. So what I have, let's just recap. We got Mark, of course, doing guitar and vocals. A little bit of keys, I take it, before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Colin on guitar and vocals. Yep. Malcolm on background vocals and keys. Benjamin does the sticks, the drums.
Yes, he does.
And Max on bass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, so how long you guys been playing together?
So it's weird. We've been all friends, or at least me, Malcolm, Max, and Colin. You know, we've been friends since, like, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been playing music for a while. We started seriously playing together a little over a year ago, probably about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
When we went into college.
Yeah, like our first year of college is when we really started playing seriously. I don't know, seriously with quotations around it, but...
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, we met, and then we met Ben our first year of college. He was sitting next to me in my one of my lectures.
Yep, that was it. Instant connection right there.
Love at first sight.
Bond was formed.
Another one of those things that just happened by accident and worked out fine, huh?
Yeah, we needed... We had a drummer at a time, and he was like 25, 26. He had a full-time job. He didn't really have time to, you know, practice with us. So Ben rolled around. We needed him for a gig. He mm-hmm. said, sure, you know, what the heck, I'll do it. And we fell in love, and he's our drummer now.
Okay. Well, I can kind of understand that what you said a second ago. It's like you really have to be able to put a lot of time into a band if you're going to be serious about it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's almost like nothing else exists. I mean, you have to work and pay the bills, of course, but other than that, it's got to be your main focus.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ben was totally down for it. Ben was like, give me a time and a place, and I'll be there.
That
you know?
I was just moved to Detroit, newly moved to Detroit, and I needed a new band to join, so you know, he took me up in arms and joined the brothers. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. All right, why don't we play another one?
All right, sounds good. We're going to do a little switcheroo here, so I'm going to hop on the keys real quick.
Ah, this sounds like a party tune. Dance like it's Saturday night, eh? It is almost Saturday. Close enough.
We love the weekend.
And you guys are going to be playing Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got you playing with Kimball, the Steps, and Noah DeLeon at the
What's
L
the
Club.
Day, what's that?
December 14th.
December 14th.
Right. Oh, that's next Friday. I'm sorry. Forgive me. That's okay.
That's L Club in Southwest Detroit. So.
That should be a great show. That's a great place, great sound system.
Oh, mm-hmm. it's definitely the best in Detroit.
Shout out to Kimball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shout out to Kimball for having us.
Yep. Yeah, we just played a couple of their tracks right before you went on. So.
Yeah, they're great.
All right, ready?
Yep. Give me 1 second here.
Okay. Again, you're listening to WHFR.FM.
All right, this song is called Dance Like It's Saturday Night. Thank you.
sell me diamonds and something I can't afford. Tell me why do I do these things? Say goodbye to my good old strings. I know I hope.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, Station Making Waves, with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about those shows coming up. You got that one a week from tomorrow. That's
yes.
At L Club. And you got a couple more, I see, right?
Yes, we do. We have one on February 9th with Hoo Boy, Kendo Sad Boy, Murga, and a couple others.
So that sounds more like a festival then.
Well, it is a concert. It's more of a longer lineup. It's about four or five people. What's cool about this show is it incorporates a lot of genres. So more than half of the bill is rap and hip hop. There are two bands. So it's pretty inclusive, and it's going to be a great show.
Okay. And it looks like we can look forward to you playing the Hamtramck Music Festival, huh?
Yes, it's coming up in March. We're very excited to play that one.
Yeah. Of course, we don't have the exact details yet. It's going to be on the 8th or the 9th, one of the two. And then we're looking at New Dodge, I believe. Is that correct, Mr. Majors?
Most likely New Dodge.
Thinking, yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking, yeah?
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah. You thinking that, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Good answer. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll definitely keep you up to date on that in the next few weeks as far as that goes. Okay. All right. Let's do another one then.
All right. Thank you.
won't take away what I got to give or prove to you, the things to make you stay. But flowers grow as time moves on, but I don't wanna change. When the sun goes down, I'll think about the things I have to say. She's ready to go, I'm waiting to know, baby, why you look so blue. She's having a smoke, back on the throne. Oh man, if I just knew. She's ready to go, I'm waiting to know, baby, why you look so blue. Having a smoke, back on the throne. Oh man, if I just knew. Inside my head whispers that I should let you be. Cause what's the point in waiting for an answer I should know? When I lay in bed, I think about the feelings that will grow. Ready to go, I'm waiting to know. Baby, why you look so blue? Just having a smoke, back on the throne. Oh man, if I just knew. Ready to go, I'm waiting to know. Baby, why you look so blue? Having a smoke, back on the throne. Oh man, if I just knew.
WHFR.FM, live from Studio J with the gentleman Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. All right. So, what I usually like to ask some of the members of the bands, if you don't mind, if you got a moment, influences. What has made you want to play music? People you grew up with, that kind of thing.
Blues.
Got to speak up, though. That's
the blues, that's like pretty much all I play. I don't know. I've been faking it till I make it for like the past 5 years. But B.B. King, Joe Bonamassa.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. Well, that's one person. What about anybody else?
I mean, I grew up listening to the Beatles and stuff. My dad was like really heavy into bluegrass. And that's all I really listened to for like the early part of my... my life.
Did you like any of it when you were...
You know, when I was a kid, I hated it. I hated listening to bluegrass, and I hated the banjo, I hated the mandolin, all that stuff. But, you know, now I love it, and, like, you know, it's great music. There's a lot of different aspects to it, very rhythmic, very interesting. So I listen to some, you know, some Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt.
And you can appreciate it. It's not easy to play that kind of music, is it?
No, it is not. It's my dad, you know, I'll come home from school, and I'll... You know, have dinner with my dad, and he'll bust out his banjo, and he'll just, you know, pick away, and it's pretty good.
He makes it look easy, but you know it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. But you know, just listening to you know, like everyday bands, you know, like the Beatles and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been really into like George Benson and Stevie Wonder, and you know, those kind of guys. Malcolm, what about you?
I like Queen. Like you said, the Beatles, Weezer, we used to listen to a lot of
Weezer's a big one.
they're great. I like a lot of hip hop and art, and rap and stuff like that too.
And Ween.
A lot of Ween. Ocean Man is a great song.
Okay. That's a good variety of stuff there.
Yeah, we like to be well versed.
Yeah. What about you, Ben?
Let's see here.
Biggest snarky pup.
Well, biggest influences. I would say Steely Dan. I love a lot.
Yes. That's it. We left that one out. That's a good one.
Steely Stevie Wonder, stuff like that. I also am really into the just straightforward alternative rock, you know, Coldplay, that kind of stuff. That
oh, man.
Flows really well, you know, and oh, and I love that stuff. You know, it clicks, you know. And
clocks, man.
You know, aside from that, I have the whole jazz perspective, which is really nice. You know, a big part of me is jazz. I play a lot of jazz licks, and it's a big part of my life, too. I study jazz, too, so that's also a thing. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Well, I can hear a little bit of all those things when I listen to you play your song, so that's cool. Have you any plans in the future of maybe going a little bit deeper into any of those categories? Like maybe making a song that really is kind of more like hip-hop or... something a little more jazzy, or
the past two projects that I've put out has been more of me recording it and doing all the stuff and then them playing it, and soon the next project we put out, we're definitely going, whether we change the name or we keep the name, we're definitely going to incorporate more group writing, because I think it'll definitely benefit us going into the future, you know, rather than just having one ear, you know, or two ears, you know, having 10.
Yeah.
And you know, all these guys are so talented in their own respect. So bringing them in to the actual writing process, I think, would benefit us a ton and make it easier to, you know, hone in on certain aspects or elements of songs.
So, yeah, in the future, it definitely will get more jazzy, I think.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing That's but bebop.
Timeless music that will never go away.
Totally.
And it's good for, like, people of all different backgrounds, ages, etc. So, all right, cool. Okay. All right. So next up we have Complications.
Yes. Ben, I can't believe you said Coldplay.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that later.
Yellow's my sound engineer agrees, by the way.
Only strive for a better future. All right. One, two, one, two, three, four.
When I met you, I was so alone.
So wrong.
Complications feeling so wrong.
So wrong.
Doing things the way I used to do. Your lips started turning, my head started yearning. I've waited for this night to come since the day we met.
Since the day we met.
See, I was just an ordinary guy with something to prove.
He had something to prove.
Then I came over to your house and I sat on your couch. Your eyes never looked so blue. When I met you, I was so gone.
So long.
Complications feeling so wrong.
So long.
Wasn't ready and I'm sorry. Your head started bobbing, my heart started driving. I never thought it'd come to this point with you and I.
Flipping pizzas after school.
After school.
Then you found your way around and I slipped and I drowned. Who knew I'd be your fool?
So wrong.
Things I wasn't used to. Your lips started or start a driving for.
Station Making Waves, WHFR.FM, live with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. And we have a guest that's here in the
studio. Headphones on.
Yeah, go ahead and put your headphones
hey,
on.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me back here.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Always a pleasure.
I wish I had kept a log of how many times I've been here. I got to figure it's close to 20.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Give or take. I don't think it's too much more than that. But yeah, I'm happy to be here with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. Need to give a quick shout out to Kenneth Dunn in England. You can find his music on Spotify. And Austin from Kimball, who will be playing with Mark and the band at L Club next Friday, December 14th. It's an all-ages show. Doors are at 7. Music starts at 8.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome. And they have a couple other shows, which I think you've already mentioned. Loving Touch on February 9th. That will also be an all-ages show. And Hamtramck Music Festival in March. But we'll have more information on that probably in January.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be a big deal. I'm looking forward to that. And there'll be a lot of bands to talk about, I'm sure, when it comes to that festival.
Yeah, last year we had, I think it was close to 160 bands play it over the three-day period. And we pretty much expect the same amount this year. We lost a few venues, but there's one or two new venues, so it'll be pretty close.
Okay. And one of the things I always tell people about when I talk about it is the proceeds and how it goes to fund musical instruments and such for the Hamtramck schools.
Hamtramck High School, I believe it is, yes.
Yes. So it's for a very good cause. All the bands, all of us, we put our time and effort into it for, well, for free. So
yeah, no one gets paid there. Everybody works their heart out, and mm-hmm. It's always a blast. This year, or this past March, it was just a great time I had. So looking forward to the next one. That'll be the second, or actually the first full weekend of March, which I believe is 7, 8, 9, or 8, 9, and 10th of March.
7, 8, and 9, you got it, sir.
Yeah, for March.
Yep, and that's just around the corner, believe me.
Yeah, it's less than 4 months away.
And these gentlemen here that were talking to and hearing are going to be part of it. So Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. So time to do another one.
All right, cool. This one's called Happen Twice.
Thank you.
be my girl, this falls the moon. The sun that shines so bright, I want you to be my girl, cause it won't happen twice. I want you to be my girl, your walk, your talk, and the way you move tonight. I want you to be my girl, cause it won't happen twice. I want you to be my girl, the stars, the moon, the sun that shines so bright. I want you to be my girl, cause it won't happen twice.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. So you just came out with a release, Morning Glory.
Yes, it was our first full album, I guess. It was on the shorter side, it was about 27 minutes, but eight tracks, I'll call that an album.
Okay, and for our listeners, how would we find that? Where could we go?
So on all major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, SoundCloud,
Google Play, Amazon,
Google Play,
Tidal, all of them.
Tidal, we're even on
Amazon Link.
If you just look up, on streaming services, we're not, the Buttermilk Boys isn't included, so it's just my name, Mark Whalen.
Okay. All right. And then, you have physical copies that you sell at your shows, or how will we get that?
Unfortunately, we were gonna press some vinyl, but we ended up holding off on that till a later date.
Okay.
So,
all right.
No physical copies as of now.
In the future, though, maybe.
Yes.
All right, cool. And I heard you had a show a short while ago at Smalls, and that went quite well, didn't it?
Yes, it was our album release show. It was us, a band called Who Boy, Kind of Cute, and Olive.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on a great show. Everyone there was just filled with a lot of great energy, great people. It was just a great night. Yeah,
I heard you filled the place up too.
Yes, we did.
They had to turn some people away toward the end of the evening.
It was pretty crazy. They were like, you'll be lucky, if you sell around 200, and we ended up capping over 300, and they had to kick people out, and it was. It was a dream come true. It was really special.
That's awesome. I'm glad for you. Congrats.
Thank you.
That's cool. All right. I want to squeeze a few more songs in, so why don't we keep it going?
Let's do it. All right. We're going to play a classic here.
Things you do to me.
the things you do to me. Cause you try to stand tall tonight, but I know you're gonna fall tonight. And I don't play that game at all, no.
Play that game at all.
But I'll just keep it to myself. What about the people? What about the kids? Thinking about my mom and dad, thinking about their sins. And I've never been the one to talk, never had to live, so I don't sit here all alone. Figure out everything.
Live from Studio J with Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. So who did that originally? Or is that yours?
That's ours.
Oh, okay. It kind of sounded like, reminded me of something I heard way back in the day, but that's cool.
Yeah, it's a super common chord progression, so I get that all the time.
Sure, nothing wrong with that. Okay, like I said, I just want to keep it going now. We might as well see what we can squeeze in between now and 6.
Yeah, let's
that's
do
okay?
it.
Okay? All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM.
love, baby, your love is true. I want your love, baby, from me to you. I want your love, baby, your tender love and care.
Like that right there. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Mark Whalen and the Buttermilk Boys. They've been playing for the better part of the 5 o'clock hour. We got time for a couple more, I think. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. What do you want to do for the last two?
Let's we'll do a song called "Someone to Be."
All right. Let's start with that.
In fact, one of the first songs I ever wrote. One, two, one, two, three, four. Wake up in the morning and got someone to be. Say hey to my mama, maybe watch some TV. And the pressure is high, but my spirits are low. Gonna keep it going, maybe one day I'll blow. Long as I got someone, someone to be. Been alone for months, I ain't got nothing to prove. I just quit smoking and my parents approve. I won't be here for long. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Mark, Colin, Malcolm, Benjamin, Max, thanks for coming down and playing for us.
Of course, thanks for having us.
All right. We got time for one more. Let's close it out, and hopefully we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. All right. This song we're going to play all the time.
Ready, guys?
Oh, yeah.
One, two, one, two, three.
You say you're swimming, but I know that you drown. You say you're up, and then I tell you I'm down. Oh, I wonder. Now's not the time or the place. You got me running and I'm spinning around. My heart is melting, spilling onto the ground. Oh, I wonder. Say it now, if you ever will. All the time, whispered words linger in my mind. I know I want you all the time. Say you're cold, but I'm just fine. On the way out the door, I give you everything that I didn't have. I give you everything if I care. Girl, you're not playing fair. Oh, I wonder. You know I want you all the time. Whispered words linger in my mind. You know I want you all the time. Say you're cool, but I'm just fine. On the way out the door, I give you everything that I didn't have. I give you everything if I care. Hold you in my arms again.